This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wow, that really is a big introduction, a big noise, big time. This is the big time DJV program. All those people in radio are talking about the ladies winning the Gracie Award. But week from today at the presentation, yeah. Right in Los Angeles, Beverly Hilton Hotel. Beverly Wilshire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Whatever it is, it's too expensive.
I was at the Beverly Hilton this past weekend. And do you know what I learned? Did I tell you about Merv Griffin and his son? Did I tell you all this?
They owned the hotel.
Yeah, so I hosted this really cool event. It was the first time they did an evening gala, and it was for an organization. They do really good work called Child Help, and they've been doing it for, gosh, I think 60 years. The founders mm-hmm. are still alive, and they're still working. They said they won't retire till God retires them. But the quick story is that these two actresses were in The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. They both played Ricky's girlfriend, and they kind of, like, fell in love with each other and formed this lifelong friendship, and so they went overseas to do a USO tour, and as they were performing in Vietnam, actually, during the war, they were driving down the street of wherever they were, and they saw, like, 11 orphans who were just sitting on the street, suffering, looked like they were starving, so they picked them all up, brought them to their hotel room, which now we'd probably call kidnapping, right, because no one can help. But they fed them and started the first orphanage. And from then on, they have been housing abused children and transitioning them into foster care. It's really cool. And I guess Merv Griffin was a huge fan of these two ladies who are like 90 and still literally still doing the work. But he was a huge fan of them, and so he donated a ton of money and a property even in, I think, Beaumont, California, so that they can have, you know, housing and horse equine therapy, you know, resources so these kids, a lot of them, play for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Merv Griffin's son was there because it was such an important moment. It was such an important charity for his dad. Tony Griffin is his name, who's so nice. And he went up on stage and he started talking about his dad. And do you know that his dad was very poor growing up? Merv Griffin was not rich.
Canadian.
And he and his, well, they lived in, I think, like San Ramon or something like that. And so he and his sister didn't have a lot of toys to play with, but he always loved games. So they would play a lot of Hangman, you know, the game, like the word game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that, in his older years, after he had money and started producing TV shows, was the catalyst for Wheel of Fortune. And if you think about it, Wheel of Fortune is Hangman, but instead of losing your chances, it's you spin a wheel to get prizes, right?
Right, right.
And so I thought that was kind of cool. And then I guess he came up with Jeopardy sitting on a plane with his wife. He used to love games and trivia and playing games. And he was reading, like, a trivia book. And he said, oh, they keep showing me the answers. I can't stand this. And so the wife was like, 365. And he said, how many days in a year? And I guess she gave him an address, and it was the address of Sherlock Holmes. And she said, Merv, this is your next game. You show people the answers. They come up with the questions. And that's how Jeopardy was born.
Brilliant.
On an airplane. Isn't that cool? I mean, I don't know. I think that kind of stuff is really neat.
This is the most, those are the two most valuable television properties in existence today.
Yeah.
And that kid, the son of Merv Griffin, realizes untold riches because of his father and the ideas that he came up with. Even the licensing of that song, the theme, to both those shows is worth millions of dollars, never mind all the other stuff that goes with it. It was a fabulous idea.
He was sweet, too, by the way.
Merv?
The son, well, Merv was, it sounded like Merv was great. My dad got to meet him and said he was, but the son was so sweet. I mean, he was just so engaged and animated, and he went up on stage, and even as he was talking about his dad at this event, he started to tear up. You can tell that it was really meaningful. Mm-hmm. He said, and he made a joke. He said, you know, I usually stay next door because it's a Four Seasons property. That's where our award show will be. He said, but coming back to the Hilton, he said, you know, I was getting a glass of wine, and he said, I recognized the bartender because we worked here 30 years ago together, because he worked at the hotel.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's how he came along. Right. Yeah.
You ever see his yacht? Really
cool.
You've probably seen it, maybe Doug, pictures of Lotus, because it's usually parked off the vineyard, or I've seen it once off in Nantucket. It is absolutely, it's a cruise ship. I mean, it's absolutely, like, you can't miss it. It's one of the biggest yachts that hits New England. I don't know if maybe his son is the one using it, or if they just lease it out, but it's a beautiful, beautiful yacht.
A little
yacht.
Bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of both, I'm going to guess. Looking at, here I am trying to remember my evening. I had a Christmas party invitation to go to Merv Griffin's. It wasn't his house. It actually was at the hotel. And there were about 20 of his friends that were there, and I was with a woman who was a television anchor that he liked a lot in L.A. So she brought me over there, and it was wonderful. He and Robert Loggia, remember the actor who was in Independence of Day, he's everywhere. He and Griffin were best friends, so they were sitting next to each other, and I was sitting next to Loggia. And to just, I was just eavesdropping to the conversation, and then every once in a while Loggia would ask me about something. But it's fun to see people, no matter what their level, have good friends and have a conversation. You know, that's why I love this program, because we are all good friends and we all have good conversation. Don't always agree, but we have great conversation. Which brings me around to something that I find stressful. The governor of Massachusetts, who's not somebody that I love because he's done some things that hurt business interests that I was in, but he was recently dubbed the most popular governor in America. Charlie Baker is his name. He's a Republican in a democratically controlled state. Very interesting, because the most successful governors in my memory have all been Republicans. Bill Weld, Mitt Romney, and Charlie Baker, all moderate Republicans who figured out how to become governor to last for a couple of terms and work with the Democratic legislature, which is one of the most liberal, not as bad as California, but, you know, pretty liberal when it comes to a lot of social issues. And they all put it together. Do you know that Charlie Baker is not running because he can't win the primary? Because in the primaries, what is going on now in primaries, and it's become more and more this way all the time, not enough people vote, so now the lunatic fringe of either the left or the right, they go to the primaries, and because Baker is pro-choice, he can't win the primary, so he no longer will be governor of Massachusetts because of that. I find that abhorrent.
Who thinks they can be the governor of Massachusetts and not be pro-choice?
Everybody, yeah, okay. Exactly.
Can I just ask that obvious question?
So the Republicans will kiss it off because they're so
that's
maniacal
so
right wing of the party, and it's the same as the knuckleheads on the left side of the Democratic Party. They know that people are too damn lazy to go out and vote in the primary, so they know they can control it. And so Baker says they're not running again.
There's no real emphasis on primaries. I mean, unless you're hardcore, and typically in primaries, Republicans are more motivated to vote than Democrats. Democrats are very lazy voters.
Well, that's bad.
And so,
bad
of course it is. Yeah, of course it is, because you get one side that's directing and sort of steering the primary. And then by the time the rest of the population rolls around, it's like, well, we didn't really even have any
I've done my civic job. I went to vote.
Well,
nonsense.
I'd say appreciate the fact that you guys get to actually vote in a primary with your own party, because in California we have the jumbo.
You can't even do that.
Yeah. I mean, it really is so frustrating. And if you don't turn out, like if I don't turn out to vote in the primary, most of the time this is the last chance I'll have to vote for any candidates that I like, because they'll all be kicked out because it's a one-party rule state, and so...
But it's better to be able to vote for an individual rather than having to stick with your party, because if you're an independent, you can't vote in primaries.
Parties should be outlawed.
I agree with you on that, Doug. Parties are atrocious.
Yeah.
If you have a state that has a little bit of both going on, I mean, in California, literally, there will be all of my candidates will probably be wiped off as of June 8th, mm-hmm. the day after the primary. So,
outrageous.
Right.
And they're good people.
Right, but
because
like if you
they
are registered...
behind their name in the state like California, it's like having an R behind your name here in Massachusetts. There are a lot of Republicans I'd love to vote for in Massachusetts. They never, whether I'd vote for Charlie Baker again or not remains to be seen, but I'd like to have the opportunity. And now I can't because of the lunatic fringe on the right. I don't have a choice because people are too damn lazy to go vote in the primary.
Well, and I guess also if you are a registered independent, though, you're really screwed. And I think in almost every state, if not every state, there you just can't vote at all in a primary ever.
So we have this is another real problem.
No, but you can choose. So I think maybe we're talking about two different things. So I think the primary system that works best is when you can vote for any candidate, but that your top Republican and your top Democrat move forward in the general. That's how it works in most sane places. In California, the top two. So forget it. It's not even, you know, it's basically the top
rigged.
Two highest vote-getters.
Trump talks about rigging the election. This is the real rigging of elections. Not what Trump was saying. This stuff is the real rigging of elections. Meanwhile, let's talk about the important stuff. The students at University of California in Davis are voting on whether or not to change their mascot. Guess what they're voting on? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What would make a fabulous...
I told you. Well, we know the answer to this, so... We already know. We're not going to make fake guesses. We already know the story. But, yeah, least intimidating. Well, obviously, the audience doesn't. That's why we're letting you tell everyone instead of making
us fake guesses.
Ooh,
thank you.
Well, instead of making us fake guesses, go ahead.
Well, I wasn't making a fake guess. What I was suggesting was that you add to the conversation by playing along with my game.
Mm-hmm. So what's the mascot?
I know, right?
Oh.
Can we get this over with?
Yep.
Move it along, guys.
Move.
Thank you, Jay.
Very good, Jay.
But
thank you. But they're going to make cows their mascot.
But, like, this what kind of cow?
Well, these are Holsteins, the ones that I see in the picture. Ought to be Jerseys, because Jerseys...
Is that an especially threatening type of cow?
Are there horns or no
mean
horns?
Ones?
No, they don't. Well, horns now, either dairy cows, the horns are bred out of them. It's called polled Herefords, polled Holsteins.
I feel like my question went Jerseys. Over his head. It was very Dr. Evil. Like, are they angry sea bass? Like, I mean, like, every time I've ever seen a cow, it's just standing in a field chewing.
And this is where we are. I just want you to know this is what woke culture has brought us to, that now the mascots of teams are no longer angry, you know, warriors. They're now...
cows.
Little cows.
Yep.
Is there a real cow mascot? Like an actual cow? You know how sometimes schools will have the actual
Oh, like
animal?
A real cow.
Yeah.
Steal.
Will there be one?
Doug, before we're out of time, have you told the ladies about the mascot of your alma mater? Because this is another one that's a real angry-looking thing.
What, Heidelberg?
What is it?
I don't know what are you talking
the
about?
The student princes.
Oh, the student princes. You can't have them anymore.
What?
That's right.
That's
how embarrassing.
All right, 18 after the hour. A weak battery could leave you stranded, so don't take a chance. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Andy List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now. It's the DJV program. Trending time, Instagram. We pay attention to Twitter, Facebook, comments you make. And we'll round them up and use them usually at the end of the week on the talk radio countdown show. But you can throw in thoughts that you have about things. Jay asks some good questions. So what's up here? We have a very interesting reality from the co-founder of Snapchat. Who's done something good. We'll talk about that after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so Jay, what's going on with Evan Spiegel and his wife?
Yeah, this is amazing. It's another wonderful story of people who have a lot of money wanting to celebrate graduating classes. So Snapchat co-founder Evan Spiegel and then his wife, who's a model, also CEO of beauty brand Cora Organics, they donated to the graduating class of 2022 at the Otis College of Art and Design in L.A., and they said that they feel privileged that their family is able to give back and support that class, and they hope that this gift will empower graduates to pursue their passions, contribute to the world, and inspire humanity for years to come.
Huh. Isn't that sweet? Yeah, good for them. What's the latest we have? I think this requires almost an hourly intervention here with the amount of time, especially, Victoria, you've spent watching Amber Heard and Johnny Depp on Court TV. The joke, well, it didn't, I think Amber Heard said the poop thing was a joke, and Johnny Depp said, not funny. So
this is one of those things that, like, the biggest takeaway of everything going on between the two in this trial is, I feel like the biggest question is who doo-dooed in the bed. And she's
an SNL skit too, trying to figure out like who did it and what it was.
And she spoke out about it, like saying she never said it was a prank. It's not funny. She wouldn't do something like that. She doesn't know any woman in her 30s or their friends that would think this was funny. And it was actually Johnny Depp's his executive chauffeur and security guard who said that he had a conversation with Heard, and she said that it was a joke, and then Depp accused her of it not actually being her, but she had one of her friends do it. Heard says it's the dogs because sometimes they burrow under the covers, and she was packing to go away to Coachella with her friends, and it's easily that this thing got overlooked, and I feel like this is the biggest thing we all want to know. Who did it?
I don't want to know that. I want to know what people thought of the Paul McCartney concert. He's on the road now, and it looks like there are a lot of people that are all excited
he's
about this.
Getting good
this.
Reviews.
Very good. He's doing it in intimate settings, which means 12,000 to 19,000 people.
I want to go.
The stadium. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is reporting it encountered more than 234,000 illegal immigrants at the southern border in April, the most ever in 1 month. Those encounters included people who reported to authorities at legal ports of entry and those caught crossing illegally. About 23,000 illegal immigrants who went through a border crossing in San Diego included Ukrainian refugees admitted through the process known as humanitarian parole. Steps are being taken to ease the ongoing nationwide baby formula shortage. Abbott, the company with a shuttered plant in Michigan, has entered into a consent decree with the FDA in a bid to restart production at its facility. A court must approve it, and initial requirements to restart the plant must be met. When that happens, a facility could come back online within 2 weeks. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We're learning more details about a shooting at a church in California on Sunday.
Authorities in Orange County, California say hatred against Taiwan motivated a Chinese-born gunman from Las Vegas to open fire on the Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church. Investigators say David Chow chained the doors and used super glue on the locks before he opened fire. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says one parishioner, Dr. John Chang, is a hero in the incident.
It is known that Dr. Chang charged the individual, the suspect, attempted to disarm him, which allowed other parishioners to then intercede, taking the suspect into custody.
Chang died, but Barnes says his actions probably saved the lives of dozens of people. Five were wounded in the attack, which is also being investigated as a hate crime. Chow is being held in lieu of $1 million.
Kenneth Burns reporting from the USA Radio News, New York News Bureau. That suspect is due in court later today. More voters are making their voices heard on Tuesday. Five states are holding primary elections, and at least three could all play a role in which party controls Congress after the midterms in November. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Kentucky are all filling Senate seats. The Eastern Conference NBA Finals begin tonight with the Miami Heat hosting the Boston Celtics. Tip-off is set for just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now on Tuesday, May the 17th. Hi, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner on National Graduation Tassel Day. Why isn't it just National Graduation Day? Well, I suppose the best-known symbol is throwing your mortar board up into the sky, right? After you're all graduated, hey, let's throw it up in the sky, so what?
What is wrong with you? The tassel over when you move it from the one side to the other side.
So what? Yeah. Weren't you happy when you graduated and your kids did?
Well, I don't
you are really Captain Curmudgeon today.
Tassel. Well, when I was on the board of directors at Heidelberg, my alma mater, the student princes, Jennifer loves to tease me about that. I had a I had a puffy hat on. I did not wear the, most of the profs and most of the board of trustees had a regular tassel thing, and they did what you were just suggesting. Graduations all over, they moved the tassel to the other side. I never liked those. Never liked them. I always envied the people who were getting doctorate degrees and wore the puffy hat, because it seemed to be much more symbolic of having really accomplished something. So when I got on the board, I was able to pull a little rank, and I said to the lady who was in charge of our...
Can I just get a puffy hat, please?
Get me a puffy hat, and she did. So I looked like all the doctoral candidates and those who had doctoral degrees, even though I don't have one.
You look like a poser, is what you're saying.
Okay.
It was a good look, actually. It was very good.
Sure.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, so this tradition started 50 years ago, moving the tassel from the right to the left. And so I think European universities did a long time ago. I remember when Megan graduated, she had an Oxford degree. I was very proud of her and the stick-to-itiveness. It took 7 years to get this all done. You know that? They don't fool around over there. It's a much different, much more grueling task. And I don't mean to say over here anybody can get a doctorate degree. It's easier to get an EDD than it is to get a PhD. And it certainly
What's
is easier
EDD?
To get a doctor of education. And you can get those. You don't have to do a thesis. You can do a project for an EDD. Thesis required for a PhD. And then if you're an MD, that certainly is something that requires at least, I think, 8 years of school to make that all come together. So anyway, honoring academic excellence is probably what this time of year is all about. Colleges this last weekend having graduation, or this weekend, youngsters who are seniors packing up their rooms and packing up their bags and going home, and they're actually out into the cold, cruel world of finding a job. You should be able to find a job easier this year, though, than it has been the case in the last, 10, 15 years. I remember one of my last graduations as a member of the board, we had like 20% of the students graduating didn't have jobs. And, you send people to school, you want them, it was a bad look. Go to school and don't get a job.
Yeah.
Not a good look. Speaking of good looks, today also, the Starlit Cannes Film Festival in the south of France, 75th anniversary of that. It runs until May 28th. This is the first time since COVID, obviously, that they've gotten back together. There are a lot of new films, interesting films, commercial films, and this is a big deal. It's a fashion moment, too, ladies, I think. Isn't
sure.
It?
Big red carpet.
Original red carpet there. Yep.
Well, we haven't had many red carpet events in the last 2 years.
So you two ladies are going to, we're having a red carpet, the award that I didn't win, the girls won, for the program, requires you to do what all of these big award shows, the Oscars, the Emmys, you got to all get dressed to the nines, spend hours on your hair and your makeup, wear a dress that's ridiculously expensive, and you'll never wear again. The red carpet will feature interviews. It's the same stuff, only it's for the radio and television sort of talk world. Anyway, have you got all your stuff straightened out, the two of you? Do you have
Yeah. I'm actually re-wearing a dress. I'm getting my money's worth with this thing. This is my third red carpet with this specific dress.
Oh, wow. Well, you've been at you won the Gracies before, right?
Oh, but yeah, I'm not talking about the Gracies. I wore this to an animal function and then another event.
Okay. So
I did not have a dress, so I had to buy a new one. And I pick it up from the tailor tomorrow.
Really?
I cannot wait to see it.
Well, we'll see. She did a lot of work, so I don't know.
All right, let's talk about, I want to go back to something we were on to a little earlier. That is Verizon and how they're screwing their customers. This is about as un-American as you can be. Here are these guys. They have the balsam. Verizon, AT&T, all the big phone companies are going to raise your rates at a time when inflation is going wild. The cost of everything is going up. And they're not sensitive to anything. They don't care. They don't want to care. The reality of the times is this is the worst time they could do this, whether it's the, what do they call it, the economic adjustment charge. What a load of crap. Sounds like some government.
Well, they're claiming that inflation is affecting them, too, and that's why they need to raise the rates.
Well, it is. But look at their bottom line. Can't they wait a few minutes? I mean, this is what everybody's going to do, the same thing, and they're going to justify it the same way. I wish I could do that with my advertisers. Okay, costs more to do business, 10% more, please, thanks very much. And then you get the cancellation in the mail the next day.
I mean, that's what that's what landlords are doing. Rents are just going sky high. There are reports in New York City that rents are up 30, 45%. I mean, it's insane. And, you know, we're renters, and so our rent went up, and there's no justification for it, except it is what it is.
Well, inflation, I think that's something. What about aren't there some UFO hearings going on?
Yes, that starts today.
A house? And so what do we expect to get out of
it? I don't know.
Remember the Pink Purple People Eater? You don't remember that song. I was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One, you don't know that song? That all came about.
Of course, yeah.
As a result,
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Area 54. It was inspired by what people thought. People were thinking, okay, what do these people look like? What do these beings look like? Are they one-eyed? Are they pink? Are they purple? And thus the song was born. And if Phil has heard and hustled around, he's probably got a little bit of it. I'm trying to remember who did this. Sheb Woolley, I think, did it, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if we're going to find out if aliens are pink or purple, but I do think that they're declassifying a lot of reports. Mm-hmm. And we've already heard so much of it, right, from commercial airline pilots. A lot of the audio has been released. There's a lot of stuff out there, and we don't really know what it is, but I do think Americans in general are much more open-minded than ever before, to the possibility that there are some unanswered questions out there, and maybe there are beings from other galaxies, other planets, who knows?
Yep, makes a lot of sense, frankly. Meanwhile, back here on planet Earth, Sweden and Finland, neutral countries for the most part, decided to join NATO, and the war in Ukraine is very interesting. They're supporting, they say, Ukraine, and they're right on the border of Russia, so the Russians aren't happy about this. I mean, it's the same old blah, 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 as far as I'm concerned. Let them join, encourage them to join, how to make it easy for the Ukrainians to get in there, and somehow there has to be a way to put an end to Putin and this war. How many times do we have to say it? It gets banal, and I just kind of want to go on to something else. But The fire in New Mexico, largest in the history of the state, 300,000 acres burned to a crisp in the Canyon Fire, the Calf Canyon Fire. Imagine that, 300,000 acres. Now, the other side, the drought and whatever, however you want to come up with whatever you think the explanation is for it, the wildfire season has gotten worse on the West Coast, I think, not only here but up in Canada as well. The winds are rougher, the conditions are drier. Not enough rain.
Well, look at the state of the rivers, right? I mean, every day now, there's another picture of the Colorado River that just looks so sad and pathetic. And there was another report that came out this week. 1 in 6 Americans now lives in danger of wildfires. Like, where 1 in 6 Americans, wherever you are. And this, when I looked at the map, it's not in places you would think. It's like, I'm in New Jersey, but, it's like in, the southern part of New Jersey has a wildfire risk. The whole state of Maine was lit up on the map of at a significant risk. The whole western part of Massachusetts was another one, I guess, with the farmland and woods and stuff. But it's really, it's becoming we think of fires as an East Coaster. I think of, you know, wildfires as a strictly West Coast issue, and it's just not anymore.
Well, this all could be fixed for the most part. The water that's in the oceans, remember, only 9% of all the water on the planet is fresh water. Rest of it's all salt water. So there are companies that are selling desalinization kits. I think you said to me yesterday, is that legal?
Oh, it's not. By the way, I looked it up. Because you said, oh, you just go to the ocean with, like, you know,
I wouldn't let them stop me. I'd go out, and if I wanted to do it, they should be sucking water out of the ocean and moving pipelines. They got pipelines everywhere. Move the water to where it's needed so they don't have this problem.
Well, that is true. I mean, desalinization is not a cure-all, though. There are a lot of other things that come along with it. But
it's also
a massive energy sucker, so it kind of creates more of a problem that created the problem in the beginning. So
when you're going to travel this summer, you better pick your pick the choice. Don't go to Down East Maine, I guess, if you believe what Victoria is saying. Travel is tough. Travelers are looking to take their vacation experiences to the next level this summer, looking around a lot of things. Christy Moore has some ideas. If you're planning, you want the ideal getaway, listen to this.
Travel expert Angie Orth shares what makes Kissimmee, Florida, the vacation home capital of the world.
With more than 30,000 vacation homes in communities like Reunion Resort and Golf Club, from two-bedroom condos to 15-bedroom mansions, Kissimmee, Florida is an ideal destination for multi-generational travelers. Many vacation homes offer resort-style amenities, including full-service kitchens, swimming pools, community water parks, and signature golf courses.
Thrill seekers will enjoy visiting Florida's iconic theme parks.
Kissimmee, Florida offers exciting outdoor adventures like airboat rides, zip lines, and scenic hot air balloon rides, along with other shopping and dining experiences. From Walt Disney World Resort to the all-new Peppa Pig theme park at Legoland and Old Town Kissimmee, there's something fun for family members of all ages.
Visit experiencekissimmee.com to explore and plan your best trip ever.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Charlotte, I don't give a damn. Is that the best line out of that, Tucker?
Classic line, Doug. Last line of the movie, actually.
Yeah, right. All right, so this is the theme from Gone with the Wind, one of the most iconic movies. We were all talking before we went on the air here back into this segment about how boring it is. I'm not a fan, never have been a fan.
I did not like that movie at all.
Yeah, oh. Not interested.
I think some of the things Clark Gable did, I understood. I remember my mother cried when he died. He died after making a movie with Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. Had a heart attack. He was 54, right. Maybe 56, something like that.
Yeah.
It was at a time when the actors that lived Fast and Furious, about that same time Errol Flynn, who was the same age, died. Humphrey Bogart, same age, same time. He died, 56, 57.
If you look, now Clark Gable looked good, but if you look at actors in the 60s and 70s who were in their 50s compared to people now in their 50s,
yeah,
it's an alarming. Yeah. It's an alarming.
Well,
difference.
They all smoked and they drank and they caroused. I mean, Alan. What was the? He was pal.
Alan Ladd.
No, it wasn't Alan Ladd. Who was? Was Errol Flynn's buddy and was in all the movies with him, Alan Hale. Alan Hale, okay. Senior. Alan, yeah. Hale Jr. was in a lot of Cowboys. And he was in Gilligan's Island. Anyway, yeah. They used to go out. They never slept. John Wayne would take, he and Paladin would go to Mexico every weekend and drink and carouse and chase women around all weekend long. I mean, these guys, Paladin. I mean, what the heck was his name, the actor? Boone. Richard Boone died when he was 67, 68. John Wayne was dead at 72. And, you know, these guys, they just, that's what they did. So anyway, that isn't why you told us, that isn't why you brought the theme up from Gone with the Wind. I'm just spouting off.
Listen, I've listened to you guys a toxic negativity for the last 2 minutes, so.
Okay, straighten this out, Chuck. Will you please?
I thought this was interesting. This day in TV history, 1976, NBC paid $5 million for the broadcast rights to air Gone with the Wind one time in two parts. Mm-hmm. 47 million people tuned in to watch Gone with the Wind on NBC in 1976. Boy, has the world changed. You know, it made me realize, I was thinking, big audiences TV got back in the day for, like, Roots. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Rich Man, Poor Man, Winds of War. I mean, even TV shows like I've talked about, you know, All in the Family, those shows got, you know, MASH, 75-plus million people a week watch those shows on TV back in the day.
Yeah. All right, so to underscore what you just said, last night, Downton Abbey, the movie, was on NBC. And so Victoria just checked
it
out.
The first movie,
apparently,
The first one.
Apparently, NBC now owns it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. The second one that comes out this weekend, big buzz on this movie, I think, Chuck, all right?
I think it's going to have a good opening. It's a big barometer film because we're going to see if the more what they call sophisticated moviegoers, 50 plus, are going to. Well, this is your Marvel movie, right? I mean, this would be your.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, that's right.
This would be like you watching Iron Man, Captain America, and the Incredible Hulk all in one.
Right.
Well, this is my Iron Man. Also, the Maverick movie that comes out next week, same thing.
Yeah.
I've let a lot of this stuff
I just want to point out one thing. I don't like talking about negativity, but this Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, I say to myself, how would either one, I mean, they both have destroyed their careers, literally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he'll work a little. I don't think she's going to work much at all after this trial.
This is not good for her.
I don't understand. Why would you do this? Like, I mean, they're both.
He's trying to clear his name because he's trying to have the world know she's lying.
Yeah, I get it. But in her case, holy smoke. It's pathetic to watch.
It's
pathetic.
Yeah. All right, so
I just wanted
Lisa Marie Presley. Yeah. Has given rave reviews to the new Elvis film.
Oh, cool.
This is going to be out when? In a month, right?
I think in June.
Yeah,
I know the screening at a Cannes. I know the screening at a Cannes.
Cannes starts today.
The second trailer looked actually really good. It stars an unknown as Elvis. I'm not that familiar with the work. And Tom Hanks is Colonel Tom Parker.
Colonel Parker. Gained a lot of weight for it, looks like. Yeah.
I mean, there'll be good movies coming out until like mid-July, and then it's slim pickings at theaters. Like I said yesterday, you know, when Doctor Strange does 2/3 of all ticket sales, that's not a healthy environment, but hopefully that'll change eventually.
59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.